Support for today's broadcast comes from Common Ground Food Co-op in Lincoln Square Mall. Community-owned since 1974, Common Ground is a full-service grocer featuring organic and local foods grown right here in Illinois. More information is on their website at www.commonground.coop.
Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Coming up next, life on the farm is changing, as Lisa Brotz discovered in her latest edition of In My Backyard.
Farming has stereotypes, like all farmers ride tractors, or all farmers live in the country and are isolated from what goes on in the real world, or all farmers are men. In much of the world, women are the primary food producers. In poor countries, 70 to 90% of all food is produced by women. In the United States, 1 million women identify as farmers. That's 30% of the total number of farmers, and that number is growing every year. While tending small organic operations is certainly not the domain solely of women who farm, it seems that a lot of women getting into farming choose that method, like Lisa Haynes. The first time I saw Lisa was at a farmer's market, only she wasn't a farmer at the time. She was working for another organic farmer for some extra cash while she was in school, studying to be a nuclear engineer. She now owns and operates Tominu's Farm in Mahomet, Illinois, and sells what she grows at farmers markets through her community-supported agriculture shares and a little to retail and wholesale customers. What began as a desire to homestead and be more self-sufficient on 7 acres is now an almost 40-acre ode to diversity on the farm.
We do a lot of small amounts of livestock. We do broiler chickens and heritage turkeys. We do goats and goat milk. And I guess we usually do pastured veal. We've got lamb. We do a wide range of grain crops. We've got, you know, your corn and soybeans, tofu, soybeans, wheat, barley, oats, peas. All of our ground right now is either certified organic or going into transition.
It's Lisa's farm, but Tominu's is a family operation. Her husband, who works off the farm, and teenage son, who goes to high school, contribute by fixing machinery, working with livestock, and other on-farm tasks.
When Maxwell, our youngest, was really young, he was homeschooled, so the farming fit in really well because there are so many learning opportunities on the farm. I think that he's really learned the value of hard work. He knows how to work really hard. It's kind of interesting to me. I'm always surprised at the knowledge he has about the farm. He'll just, you know, we had a calf that was a little sick a few weeks ago, and he said, oh, you need to get electrolytes for that. I mean, he knows little things like a calf scouring, you got to go get electrolyte for it.
She also employs a small staff. Working with her staff is almost like parenting, she says, although her staff wants to be there working maybe a little more than Maxwell does. She disabuses her potential workers of any romanticized notions about farming.
You know, I tell people during their job interviews that this is brutal, they're going to hate it, they're going to be sore, it's not fun, it's not easy. It's satisfying, but there's very little that's super great about it. I mean, it's all hard. You feel good by the end of the year, everybody's really strong, can do tons of stuff, and we've grown a lot of food for a lot of people, but it is really hard. I mean, my goal with most of the people who come and work here is that they will eventually, you know, kind of graduate and go get their own farm and move on with it. It's definitely, I want this to be a learning experience and not just going out and, you know, hoeing a row of peas. I want them to understand everything along the entire process as much as they can and use that to go start their own farm somewhere.
It's not all pests or weeds or drainage problems, all issues that come up on the farm every day that get dealt with. It's not all laying awake in the dark, second-guessing a decision made during the day. In addition to teaching the occasional class at Parkland College, being involved with the Farm Bureau, and writing grants that permit her to do studies on her farm, Lisa has other outside interests.
We try to do a lot outside the farm. It's hard because it does take up a lot of time, but we used to race motorcycles a lot. My husband's getting back into it. I'm thinking about getting back into it, but I had an injury several years back, so I'm a little nervous about wrecking my farm season. I did just run the Illinois Marathon. People kind of asked why I would be running because I work so hard, and I say, I don't know, you know, farm work's not that aerobic, I need to do it.
But eventually, everything comes back to the farm.
I have sort of fleeting ideas like, oh, how cool would it be to grow tilapia? But it's not going to happen. I think I'm doing what I want, really. I just want to do it better. And that's a consistent goal, is to get better at it, make better decisions.
This is Lisa Braltz for In My Backyard.
Lisa Braltz's stories can also be heard on our website, WILLAG.org. Click on the In My Backyard link in the right navigation window.